7-year-old putting me to shame.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Story time. So you know when you go to someone else's house and there's a project you're all working on, maybe you're helping to move or you're at a church work day or something, and you get there and it's not your project.
Yeah.
You don't know what's supposed to happen next. I'm often just standing there going, oh, what do I do? Where do I go? What do I do? I need someone to tell me what to do.
Right.
Well, the other day, we're at home working in the basement. Malachi and I are lifting heavy things, moving some furniture around because we had the carpet problem, you know.
Yeah.
And we're working pretty hard. Well, then Zebedee comes traipsing in the room. He's 7.
Mm-hmm.
He's carrying a crowbar. And he's walking like he's going to a job.
Oh.
Doesn't even ask, just walks over to a corner, gets that crowbar down, and starts yanking up tack strips. Just, I'm doing this job. No.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, dude, we didn't even ask. and he's just over there. Usually he's just a goofy, happy-go-lucky guy, not really into the work. But he probably looked at Malachi and I and said, I can't do that. I know they want those tack strips gone. I know where the crowbar is. I'm going to get it done.
Nice.
I need to learn from a 7-year-old. Here's all that matters from Colton Dixon, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.